The room was packed at a recent news conference in Midtown Manhattan as census officials told reporters about the upcoming counts and what it means for the immigrants of New York City. 37% of the population here was born abroad. In 2000, only 55% of New Yorkers returned completed census forms, so nearly half of the city's population was not counted. According to the Census Bureau's Tony Farthing, that meant less federal dollars were available for many services in the districts where many immigrants live.
A lot of people lose out. So the whole idea is when the money is being doled out, if you're not represented, if we don't know that you're around, then you're going to hurt the community in terms of how money gets dispensed.
New York City's Commissioner of Immigrant Affairs was even more blunt. Guillermo Linares implied that immigrants who don't return their census forms are preventing themselves and others from realizing the American dream.
We need to be counted. And I say we because I'm an immigrant myself. Mm-hmm. Because what brings us here is a hope for opportunity to help our families fulfill their dream to be successful, especially our children. When we look at the next 10 years, accessing education is important, health care, social services, opportunity for employment and for you to really become productive as you can in the city where you live, in the neighborhood where you live. And when we're not counted, we don't get the money.
There are many reasons an immigrant might hesitate to reveal personal information on a government form. Many are in the United States illegally and do not want to be discovered or deported by immigration authorities. Some live in overcrowded housing with more families than allowed by law. Some do not pay taxes. Others come from countries where they learned it is wise to avoid any interaction with the government. Whatever the fear, Regional Census Manager Allison Senak insists it is unfounded. Under federal law, any agency employee who releases personal census data faces a $250,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison.
The Census Bureau takes that very seriously, and it's enforced. So we need the help of all our media in New York City to spread the word that the census is safe and everyone should participate.
Officials are planning to do everything they can to get that word out. In addition to news conferences, they will be launching a massive, culturally sensitive advertising campaign in 14 languages. The ads will reassure immigrants and urge them to participate in the nationwide count. Stacey Cumberbatch, New York City's census coordinator, says the Bureau is also partnering with community leaders.
It's trying to find those trusted voices and those messages for whoever the community is to reassure people so that they're more inclined to fill out the form without the fear of individual information being disclosed to agencies for some kind of enforcement purposes. Because at the end of the day, that is what it's going to take.
But Chunghwa Hong, the director of the New York Immigrant Coalition, cautions that broad outreach will not ensure broad participation. She says experience shows that the efforts must be framed in such a way that each ethnic community is sent a message in its own cultural terms.
10 years ago, for instance, you know, when the census worked with Asian American communities, you know, the messages that resonated were, it's good for our families. For some of the Hispanic communities, there was messages around community. Census is key in making sure that our communities get what we deserve. For Native Americans, it was, you know, it's part of our tradition to participate and be counted.
Standing up to be counted is an American tradition, too, as well as a constitutional requirement. And Census Bureau officials hope their new efforts will result in a more accurate picture of the size and diversity of 21st century America. I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.